Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host. My name is David Ruzicka. I am a real estate investor. I'm a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and very excited to be with you every week to help you work toward your financial freedom. Every single month, we have something within Lifestyles. We have this saying, we want to learn from success. And one of the ways we do that, we create an organization, that allows you to do, Adele Walmsley created this organization, actually, that allows you to learn from success. And so one thing we have every single month is case study night. And that is where you hear from two single family case studies and one multifamily case study. And that's where an individual or couple tells about an investment that they made. And they, when I say tells about it, they tell everything. How they found the property, how they leased the property, how they managed the property, how they rehabbed the property, who they used to rehab. I mean, from A to Z, everything. And then they stand there and they answer questions. Now, we used to do it only in person. After COVID hit last year, we began doing it online. Now we do it online. We stream it and we do it in person as well. And it's such a great opportunity. And it's a little bit crazy when you think about it, because when you've got a secret to making money, you want to hold that close to your chest. I mean, you don't, if you're running a gas station, you don't go to your competitor across the street and say, hey, open your books. Tell me what you're doing on how to run your gas station better. That's exactly what we do with Lifestyles Unlimited. And I'm excited to have with me today Derek Hall, because some of you are sitting there listening. You're thinking, I can't do this. I have no experience. And you're going to really enjoy hearing Derek talk today, because he has gone from zero to 120 in no time, which is a bad deal because he's a police officer. So he's going to have to give himself a ticket on that. That's a stupid joke. I'm sorry. I just couldn't help it. But Derek, so glad you're here. Want to get our audience to know you. If you can first just tell us about your background, about who you are outside of real estate investing. Where are you from? What is life for you?
Yeah, it's thanks for having me on today. David, I'm originally from Detroit, born and raised. I was a pretty good basketball player in high school and got a basketball scholarship to University of Arkansas, Little Rock. And I ended up getting a degree in speech communication, played in a couple NCAA tournaments, had a lot of fun. And as time went on, I had a lot of friends that played in the NBA, but I just wasn't good enough to make it. So I had to do something different. And I ended up selling cars and doing a few other things. But what happened, I ended up moving to Florida, Miami, because I wanted to get away from Detroit, because I wanted to get away from cold weather and violent people, and I moved to Miami where they had warm weather and violent people. But
I thought that's where you were going. I wasn't sure.
Yeah. No, but as time went on, I wanted to be a police officer, and I ended up getting hired with St. Petersburg PD. I also worked in Orlando, and then ultimately I ended up with the Houston Police Department, which is where I am right now. And I've been a police officer for a little over 20 years. Absolutely love what I do. Don't want to do anything different besides the real estate. And currently, I'm a detective sergeant, and I investigate fatal car crashes for a living.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for your service. Police officers are big heroes of mine. Have a couple in my family, and I know at Lifestyles we love LEOs. So. Appreciate that very much. Appreciate your sacrifice and your service. And I'm glad you love your job. But something happened in your life. What was the trigger that caused you to think, okay, well, first of all, let me ask this. Let me back up a second. So before you thought about real estate, what were you doing for retirement? How were you ever going to be able to quit working this job? And you were working like, you work like, what, 70 hours a week?
I do. My regular job, I work between 40 and 50 hours a week with the police department. And then I also, you always see police officers working, you know, at the movie theaters or at phone stores or the mall or directing traffic, making extra cash. And we call that an extra job. So I have an extra job. I was working at a large hospital in the area. And I'm working between 20 and 30 hours a week there as well, just making extra money, just trying to put as much money into my deferred retirement accounts as possible. But the reality is I'm working 7 days a week, and that's a lot. I've been doing it for a long time. So I've been saving money, putting money in my deferred account. I didn't really start doing that until the last couple of years, so I kind of had a late start on it. But then I realized that was the only thing I could really think of was to work harder and work longer, save some more money, so another 9 years from now, I'd be able to retire with a few hundred thousand dollars. And so that's what I was doing. And one day, the officers that I work with at the hospital, we're all on this, it's like a blog, and some guys texted and said, hey, the hospital, they're firing police officers. They're making phone calls, and they said, hey, we no longer need your service. And when they were talking about that, I was like, man, I really need my job. I need the extra income because I use it to pay for my house. I pay for my daughter's school. It allows me to put extra money, into the 401. So I was kind of nervous because I was thinking, man, my phone's going to ring. Yeah, and I remember it was on like a Tuesday. So I'm stressed out thinking about it. I go eat lunch. And when I come out of lunch, I still don't get my phone call. But when I get in the car, Dell is on. And Dell just so happened to be talking about, living a great life instead of a good life. He was talking using your 401k, using money from it to be able to invest in the real estate. And the thing is, I had been listening to Lifestyles maybe 2 to 3 months before. And, I listened to it. I know it worked. It was working for everybody. But you hear that old cliche, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So I hear Dell. He's saying the same thing over and over and over again. But finally, when I got that, I was dealing with the thing from the hospital, that's when it really clicked. And when I got in the car, Dell's commercial came on where Dell said he started in real estate. He did one deal that paid for his condo. He did another deal that made his car payment. He was buying his life back. He could feel it. And that hit me like a ton of bricks. And I said, you know what? I said, this is, I have to do this. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
That is a perfect place to pause, Derek. Stay with us on the other side of the break. We're going to find how Derek got on his way to financial freedom. Glad you're with us working on your financial freedom.
The other thing I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments, too. We'll show you how. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey, glad to be with you this afternoon. Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is David Ruzicka. I'm with Derek Hall. Derek, before the break, was telling us he is a police officer, been a police officer for years, is working 70 hours a week. His retirement plan was to work side jobs, be able to sock away a couple hundred thousand dollars in addition to his police pension, be able to retire in about 9.5 years, and found out that the side job that he had. Maybe they were going to start laying people off and was using that money for other things and realized he needed to make a change. And I like, and he got in the car one day and he heard Del Walmsley talk about something we hear all the time, and that is buying back your time. That is what people do. And it's interesting. I'm talking to Derek today, working 70 hours a week. Last week, I was talking to Lee Reeves, one of our Financial Freedom Program seminar instructors, who was working 80 to 100 hours a week as an attorney in New York City. Everybody needs to buy back their time. And so, Derek, you heard Dell on the radio talking about that, hit you at the right time. What did you say? You said, when the student's ready, the teacher will arrive. And so yeah, that was kind of your big moment there. What was your next step?
You know, it's, I believe Dell was talking to me. I pulled in the parking lot at the station, and I sat there and I listened to the rest of the show, and I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. There was no ifs, ands, and buts about it. He talked about the 401k. I looked online to see what I could do with the money that I had there, and pretty much they just said I could take a loan on 50% of it. So I went down to the deferred comp place, and I walked in, and I wanted to take half of my money. And I thought they were going to give me a hard time, and I was ready to, you know, put up a fight to say, hey, give me my money. But, you know, I made the request for the loan, and they gave it to me.
So. That's good, because we do hear members talk about that it sometimes it is difficult getting that money away, because the 401k is about controlling your money, and you don't have control of your money in that 401k. And right, we teach that during that 2-day class, which I know sounds insane to some people. Just if you bear with us, if you join, go to the 2-day class, you will understand how you can do so much better, just like Derek is now. So you took the money, and your first step was, I guess, go to the free workshop, correct?
Yes. I registered for the free workshop. It was probably within a couple days of that, and it was about 3 hours long, and I was sold. I mean, I was just absolutely sold. I got started with the financial freedom plan, and I got access to all the training. I call it videos, the training videos and the audio.
Right.
And I listened to all that. You can ask my wife. She probably thought I was in a cult, because I stopped listening to talk radio, sports radio, and all I listened to was lifestyle stuff.
And that's great.
Yeah, my mindset just started changing.
Now, I can't remember. Were you in one of the free workshops that I did?
Yes. I believe you did the first free workshop, yeah.
Okay, so then I want to correct something. It's not 3 hours. It's 90 minutes. It's half of that.
Right, right.
So I want to encourage people, because I actually do want to say, people that are listening, you can get started the same way. It is a free workshop. It is online right now. I mean, it's always online. LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. I'm actually doing Tuesday night at 8:30 Central Time. If you want to, you can see me in person, and or see me on the video anyway, but it is live, and ask questions, and love to have you join us for that. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. And then the first step after that is for folks to go to what we call the Financial Freedom Program Seminar. It is 16 hours, step-by-step, single-family and multifamily investing, how to locate, negotiate, finance, rehab, what I leave out, manage single-family, multifamily properties. But you were a little bit more gung-ho than that, and you told me about a conversation that you had with one of our guys here. Tell us about that, with Patrick.
You know, I actually went and got pre-approved on a hard money loan and a conventional loan before I even did the 2-day. And as I was going through the training, I didn't realize you guys were in Houston. And I saw the address and it said Westheimer. So I drove to I drove to 11,000 block of Westheimer to the office, because I wanted to see if this thing was real. I wanted to meet with people and talk with people. And this was about the first week in May. And I got to the office, went up to about the 10th or 11th floor, and all the lights were off. And I said, oh, man. And, you know, a lot of things were spinning in my head, but there was a phone number on the wall. And it was just the number to the corporate office. I called, and they transferred me to a guy named Patrick. And Patrick,
let me pause you for just a second so people understand. During COVID, we closed the office. People are allowed to. I come in the office a lot of times, but we were not publicly open for obvious reasons, and have now begun opening back up at different times for different events. So that was only because of COVID, not because we're fly by night. So you got Patrick on the phone,
and I'm talking to Patrick, and this guy I did not know. He lived on the south end of town, and we talked for about an hour, and he made me feel comfortable. And I started talking to him. I wanted to buy vacation rentals and mobile home parks and all this other stuff. And Patrick said, "Hey, slow down." He said, "We don't teach any of that stuff." He said, "Don't do anything until you go to a 2-day." And I was like, "Okay." And the closest 2-day was about a week and a half away. That was a long week and a half. But it gave me more time to listen to more of the training videos.
And folks, when you join Lifestyles at that Financial Freedom Program at the free workshop, we give you a bunch of videos right off the bat that you can start watching, in addition to case studies from the last couple of years that you can watch. That's what Derek is talking about. So that's good. And big props to Patrick for saying, "Hey, slow down. Wait just a minute till you go to that 2-day class." Because that 2-day class really is the linchpin of the whole educational process. I mean, it is like people say it's like drinking from a fire hose, and it really is. And you went to the 4-part class, correct?
Yeah,
the weeknights?
Made it even longer.
So the 4-part, before, like when I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, I had to go on a Saturday and Sunday in person here with Del Walmsley from 8 until 5 both days, and that was it. You had to take a Saturday and Sunday, and it was one time a month if you wanted to do it in Houston. If you wanted to go to another town, you could do that as well. And with the shutdown, all of a sudden we had this opportunity to live stream things. And so Lee Reeves, who I had on actually last week, you can find his talk on the website, he actually put together, he divided up into 4 parts, and it takes place on a Tuesday and a Wednesday from 7:30 to 10:30 at night, which is a great boon for many people. The first time I went, I had to take a break. On Sunday, I had duties at church, so I couldn't get there until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so I had to come back the next month so I could make sure and schedule that in advance. So great option for people. Hey, we're having a great time talking to Derek Hall on his way to financial freedom. Stay with us through the break, and you will hear more.
Del Walmsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, "Look, here's what I want you to do." He said, "Tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power or where the Republicans took power." He said, "Point it out for me." And the truth of the matter is, you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at Lifestyles Unlimited Workshop. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
You are listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is David Ruzicka. I'm your host. As I said at the beginning, I'm a real estate investor and I'm a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm talking to another member, Derek Hall, who just joined recently. And right before the break, we got to the point where he went to that 2-day class and was about to tell us his aha. And that's the kind of, like I said before, that's kind of the linchpin of the membership, where you learn how to locate, negotiate, finance, rehab, lease, and manage both single family and multifamily properties. And it's really kind of the big first step after that free workshop that people go to. And so, Derek, you were dying to get moving forward fast, and you went to that 4-part class that takes place in the evenings online. And what were the big aha moments for you?
The biggest thing for me is I wanted to find out, I know you could buy a house with 20% down, but I wanted to find out how you could buy a house with the least amount of money possible and get the rehab finance. So when they started talking about the hard money, because I had $31,000. That's all I had to buy my first house. And when they started right. talking about the hard money, that's when it really clicked. I said, oh, okay, so I can use the bank money, the hard money, to get the property rehab. And that opened up just all the doors for me once I understood how that worked.
And folks, we explain that. We do kind of an overview of that in that free workshop, and then we explain it in depth in that 2-day class. And basically, with a conventional loan, you cannot finance the rehab. You're going to put down 20%, and then any adjustments you want to do to the house, you're going to pay for those out of pocket. With the hard money loan, it's a short-term loan that takes place just during the rehab, and you can finance your rehab, a lot of your rehab, sometimes some cases all, and then you do a rate and term refi into a conventional loan. And it's not a risk, because I know some people are thinking right now, that sounds so risky. No, you end up with a regular loan close to, you know, between 3 and 4% right now, 75% loan to value. So you've got 25% equity, which is not risky when you consider you can get a VA loan and put down 3%. You can go underwater real fast with a VA loan. When you have 20%, 25% equity, you're in a pretty safe place. So that is great. And so then you go out and you're looking for a house. And tell us about how you found your... And by the way, I want to point this out. Derek used one of Lifestyles Realtors. It's Jennifer McCormick. She is one of the top five realtors in Houston. Top five in sales. I'm just a tremendous individual. So tell us about your experience in looking for a house and how long that took for you.
Once the training, the 2-day was over with, after I talked with my mentor, Doug Butler, who was incredible, he gave me access to the email blast. And during the training, they did a particular training where they talked about Jennifer McCormick. And I said, you know, she really knows what she's doing. I'd like to get a chance to talk with her. And Doug told me, just call her. So I called her. We talked for about 5 or 6 minutes. And she remembered who I was. So we had a pretty good conversation just during that time. And then about a couple weeks after that, I was at the hospital working, and I put offers on a few houses. The sellers just wouldn't get the numbers right. And long story short, I sent Jennifer an email. It was 11 o'clock at night, and I said, hey, don't forget about me. I'm still pre-approved. And I sent it as an email, and I didn't expect to hear from her literally to maybe the next day or so. But she called me a couple minutes after that. She says, I'm looking at one right now. She said, and it's your house if you want it. And then she called me. We were on the phone, 11 o'clock, 11:30 at night, and right. she told me where the house was. She sent me pictures of the house, sent me video, and she said, meet me at this house tomorrow. She said, be ready to buy it. I'm like, okay. So, yeah, I'm still nervous, scared, you know, all the butterflies and everything else. But when I met her at the house the next day, it was a 3-3-2-2, one-story, all brick. 1,400 square feet. It was completely gutted on the inside. It was the house that Lifestyles teaches. It was a bread and butter house, and I wanted it. I just wanted it. I knew that this was the house. And she said, "Great." She gave me the contract. She sent it on my phone, and I started signing the paperwork on the phone because the house was 110. And she told me that this house could probably appraise for about 192. And I'm like, okay. And once I signed everything, all the documents on the phone, it took off like a roller coaster. Because she said, great. Now we're going to close in about 10 days. And I was like, huh? Because I thought it was like, you know, maybe 20 or 30 days to close.
Closing takes like 30 days, maybe 40. It takes a long time, right? But no, 10 days.
Right. But it was 10 days. And this was a Friday I signed the contract. When I signed the contract on a Friday, it was about 4 o'clock. And literally, the phone started ringing from the title company. And the title company was telling me they needed this, 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 and this. And it started going really fast. had Jennifer said, you know, we got to put together our team. I called my mentor because it moved so fast. I didn't have my team put together. But Jennifer,
when you say your team, you're talking about the people that are going to do the work on the house to make it rent ready, make it the best product at the best price.
Absolutely, yes. I didn't have those guys picked out. But this particular house, Jennifer had already had some bids from a foundation guy, from a contractor. It was a couple other people that she had bids from. So it simplified the process for me. And I was able to pick through those bids to actually put my team together.
And that's why she's one of the top realtors in Houston, because she knows rental properties. She knows the kind of things you're looking for, and she knows what to do with the property and already had it. I mean, she really handed you a sweet deal there. I mean, because you've got everything in place to do the work. Now,
yeah.
I do have to back. So, I mean, on that first house, you walk out and you're like, she's like, okay, here, sign the paperwork. Was that a little, that sounds, I would think in my mind, I might be terrified the first time that happened.
I was, you know, and being a police officer, you know, I deal with a lot of hairy and scary situations. But, you know, signing that contract the first time was pretty scary at the time. I looked in Jennifer's eyes. She said, this is a great deal. And I trusted her. I believed her. And through the training that I had up to that point, because I had ran the numbers through Quest, and Quest said, hey, this is a good deal. Jennifer said it was a good deal. Doug said it was a good deal. Quest said it was a great deal. So I went forward with it. I did not hesitate after that.
And that is the power of Lifestyles Unlimited, is that you are surrounded with successful, like-minded people who can look you in the eye and tell you it's a good deal. And you're not just relying on the realtor who's going to get paid a commission, because she does get paid a commission. So she has a reason for you to buy that. But you're talking to a mentor. He's not paid any commission. He'll tell you, hey, this stinks, man. She's trying to pull one over on you. And no, he said that's a good deal. And then we provide tools like Quest, which allows you to do a CMA, a comparative market analysis of the property yourself, and make sure it looks like it would be a good deal. And so you bought it for $110,000.
Yes.
It appraised for $193,000 after the rehab.
Right.
What is your cash flow every month?
It's my first check on that is coming up in another couple of days. I'll be cash flowing $440 on that deal.
$440. You have so that's 16% cash flow. When is the last time your stock or mutual fund gave you any cash flow at all? Maybe never. And you have, right off the bat, you have a 50% capital gain on the equity capture. Again, when you buy stock and you immediately have 50% capital gain, that's the power of real estate investing. So great job on that. We're fixing to come up to the break, and we want to go ahead and talk a little bit more about your next venture. But I want to say great job. And it took you, what'd you say, 2.5 weeks to get into your first deal after joining Lifestyles. That is amazing. Great job. Stay with us through the other break. We're going to hear through the break, and we're going to hear some more from Derek.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought 3 brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have 3 of her inherited properties and then 3 properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into 3, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Glad to be with you today. This is David Ruzicka with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm with Derek Hall, police officer working 70 hours a week, is on his way to financial freedom. And I want to kind of bookend this conversation right here with a statement. David Fisher, who is one of our two-day presenters, people ask questions. What about this? What about? And he will always come back to this. Quit trying to find reasons you can't do something and look for reasons to do it. Look for ways to do it. And Derek has done exactly that. And so I want to start off with one question. I hear all the time, there are no houses out there. The market is too tight. You can't find houses to buy, rehab, and rent in Houston. Tell us about what you would say to that.
There's houses all over the place that are, they're either on MLS, they're either through wholesalers. There's houses sitting there that if you drive past it and if you see the grass that, you know, 10 feet high, you know, there's just properties all over Houston and all across Texas and literally around the country. There's just tons of properties there. And I didn't say, I thought it was a really competitive market, which it is. But the thing is, if you really want it, it's out there. There's enough property out there for everybody.
Yeah, and that is the truth. And I hear that on the one hand, and then every week I'm talking to Lifestyles members who are finding houses with great cash flow, with tremendous cash flow, with tremendous equity capture. So the other thing people say is, and understandably so, because this is a big fear of mine, is how in the world are you going to rent that property? I mean, what if it sits there vacant for 6 months? Every free workshop that I do, somebody will ask that question, either ask me or ask in the chat. What are you going to do if that property sits vacant for 6 months?
You know what? I saw a news article. It was a TV interview. I don't know if it's KTRK or one of them. And they actually said about 60% of the properties in Houston are rented. And I said, man, that's a lot. Then I said, you know what? I've got a 322. I want to see, because I'm thinking I was going to rent my house for $1,450. And right. I thought it was a lot of money. But I went to a few apartment complexes in the same zip code, and I asked the managers, you know, what are you renting 3 bedrooms for? And they were telling me people are renting them for $2,000, $2,100. And then I knew right then and there that I could raise the rent on my house and still be fair. And then I went from $1,450 to $1,575, and literally by the time I bought that house and got ready to put it, to tell people, get ready for this house coming, I had a lease contract and a deposit on it within a couple of days, and we hadn't even picked up a hammer on that house.
Okay. First question is, how did you advertise the house? Short answer.
I used to use a property management company.
Okay. And like you said, you hadn't picked up a hammer, you hadn't picked up a paintbrush. The house was in disrepair.
Right. Yeah, I had it for a couple of days, and I had a couple people ask me about the house, and they started telling me their stories about their horrible credit and their felonies and all that other stuff. And I said, you know what? I don't want to deal with that. And I called a property management company, 360 Realty, and they actually did all the work for me, and they got that house rented in a couple days.
Yeah, folks, and we do on our vendor list, we have property management companies that will do that for you. We also teach you how to do it yourself, and so you can do it yourself. But I can see the difficulty if you're working 70 hours a week to be having to sift through all those people. It's nice to have someone else do that. You're going to have to pay them a fee, but you still have 16% cash flow after paying that fee. And you had it. I need to make a big deal about this. You had that thing rented how many days after you closed on the house?
A couple days after
you closed on it.
Yes. I didn't think I could rent it that quick, but it went that quick.
Yeah. That is tremendous. And that's what people don't understand is everybody has to have a place to live. Airbnb, everybody does not have to have a place to vacation. Everybody does not everybody doesn't need a resort to go to. But people have to have a place to live. And right now, people are flooding Texas because it's an open state compared to the closed states. They're getting out of California where it's too expensive to live, New York where it's too expensive to live, and you can't go outside without a mask on, and people are coming to Texas. And all these people have to have some place to live. And they don't want to live in a dump. They don't want to live they don't want to have a slumlord. And so we have guys like Derek, who is not a slumlord. He's got the best product at the best price, especially when you consider that apartment complex. That was a genius move on your part, checking with the apartment complexes. And so just open the door and wait for people to come in. And there you go, before you ever have the rehab done. So great job on all of that. And what I started this with was quit trying to find reasons you can't do something and look for ways to do it. And congratulations on doing that. The next thing I want to talk about is you didn't stay just in Houston. You're now in your second house. Yeah. And so for everybody that's afraid, you've shown everybody you don't need to be afraid. But you even went a step further. And tell us about your next property.
So I wanted to buy my second property. And, Dell says you got to do it fast. And I had my old basketball coach from 25-plus years ago. He's from the Oklahoma area. And he started his own real estate group. And he actually called me and wanted me to be a part of his team. But he didn't know I was in the real estate already with Lifestyles. So he had told me Oklahoma. He was doing pretty well. He told me a few cities to look at to look into. And I said, okay. I went on MLS. I looked up in Lawton is where I looked at. I went online, looked at MLS, and I saw a lot of Lifestyle-type property. Mm-hmm. And because of the training talks about how to go into a tertiary market and go out of state, what you need to do. So I called my mentor, Doug. Doug told me to call the national mentors, Joe Flores and Isaac Martinez. I talked to those guys. Coincidentally enough, Isaac was living in Oklahoma. And I found a realtor who had a lot of properties listed. I picked up the phone and called her. And I'm so thankful I talked to her because she told me she was a realtor. She was a broker. She's in property management. She's an investor. And she told me, she said, I can help you do what you need to do. That you just have to trust me. And it was literally, I could not have found a better person. And she had gave me all of her contact. So when I found a house that I liked, it's a little small house, a little 2-1, but in the town of Lawton, that's what rents is, a bunch of 2-1s. Sure. I put an offer on the house. It got accepted last week. So I'm trying to do the Lifestyles thing. I'm setting up, I'm trying to set up my team to get crews in there to give me quotes and things of that, to get some bids. She had sent me a text within an hour of me getting a signed contract. She had 3 roofers, an electrician, a window guy, a termite guy. I believe she also had a plumber and a painter, all scheduled within 2 days to come look at this house. This is what she did. And I was like, holy cow. She said, let me do this for you. And I was like, okay. And there you go. So it's been about a week and a half now. Because of the MLS deal, I didn't have to rush through this process. So I had I've got like a 13-day option period, which closes in another few days. But I've got all these bids, and I'm putting all these bids together. And we're going to try to close on this house about 3 weeks from now. And on this particular deal, I mean, it's about $9,700, according to the Quest, $9,700 in equity, and it's about $480 cash flow. So it's on my second deal. And like I said, I haven't collected my first payment rent.
But that's not where the home run comes from. Both numbers are what? What is your return on both those, percentage-wise?
I don't have the Quest in front of me, but if I remember, it was about 100. It was about 100% on the cash flow, and about 180% on the out of pocket.
So 180% capital gain, 100% on the cash flow of his original investment. Again, when have you ever bought a stock? When have you ever bought a mutual fund where you knew walking into the deal you're going to be making money in two different ways? Through the cash flow, through the equity capture of over 100%, because you're still going to make money on the appreciation. You're still going to make money on the principal pay down. You're still going to make money on the depreciation by not paying taxes on a lot of that, the way we teach you. So just a tremendous, tremendous job, Derek. I want to say congratulations. And everybody that's out there listening, you got about 10 seconds. Tell us why they should quit trying to find reasons they can't do something and look for ways to do it. Tell us why they should move right now.
Get rid of your wants and needs, and you have to do it. Once you come up with a have to, it'll happen. There's enough training. You just have to have the desire, and it will work. There's enough houses and training out there. You only need 10 or 11 single-family houses. I've been doing it for a couple months. I've got my second house. By Christmas, I'll have my third or fourth. And if
that
I can
great.
Do it, anybody else can do it.
Tremendous, tremendous. Thanks so much, Derek. Folks, if you're listening, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. We can get you moving forward. As I said, I'll be teaching on Tuesday night at 8:30 Central Time, but we've got a lot of other opportunities as well. Glad you're with us. Remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.